Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting all bleary-eyed from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on June 15th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we're staying up all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No, we did that last night. The mighty Troy Taylor is back to warm us up for the 2008 Haunted America Conference. After that, it's kind of a thematic night.
As we Well, hang on, we got...
Well, that's true. We did get...
Well, we had to cut one, so Ken Deal is going to be joining us.
Ken Deal will be joining us first to talk about...
Demonology, all types,
demonology
of, yeah, all types of things under the sun with that.
Then, we'll be talking to Father Daniel Gargulio about possession and ways to protect yourself. I have this on my iPod now.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, you got all that stuff.
And I totally rock it out all the time.
Alien XS is a really, really, and I'm not, you know me. It's not really my bag, but there's something about house techno, like that pounding stuff.
I don't know how the guy does it. I have no idea. It's just so, he just sits there on his computer and puts the stuff together, I guess. You know.
I'm bringing it down.
No.
Yeah, I'm on the board tonight, by the way, people.
Oh, I know. So this is going to be a good show.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
It'll be well organized.
It's not like what I do the show. Actually, when I do the show, I don't know what goes on.
I want to say...
I'm like, oh, I'll just move this lever.
No, I really want to say, like, last week when I did the post-work on the show...
Am I improving?
It was awesome. Oh, no, it was, I was heaven. Really, from a production standpoint, not from a listener. Maybe the listeners think it sucks, which they likely do. But I did the, all the, whatever little cleanup stuff we do whenever we have problems. Get that mouse click out of there, whatever it may be, right?
Right.
Just to make it sound cool for the podcast stuff. Mind you, we don't edit any of the material.
No.
Unless it was really ridiculous.
I mean, the blank spots and stuff we
just chop
out.
Yeah, hey, that's just what you do. You want to do a good show. That's what you do in post.
But so, if there's material,
but I didn't have to do very much work at all. I mean, I was done really fast with that thing. That's how I always gauge it: is how long it takes me to do post work on the archive. And I
remember
was done
the first
quick,
week
man.
I'm like, okay, here's a list of mistakes.
Yeah, well, it was a really rough. As you guys know out there, it was a really rough.
You had just gotten in from Florida.
Yeah, I was in Florida, the board blew up.
You're like, okay, that's it. I'm just getting this.
The sun crashed into the earth. I mean, it was just a really
It was an
night.
Amazing weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a fun time we had, man.
We have a special guest on the telephone.
Somebody's on here.
We were flabbergasted and honored to hear that we have the incredible Irishman, Mr. Sean B., the Ghost Man, on the phone with us. Sean, what has been going down lately?
Hey guys, how you doing, man?
Boy, listen to
so
that
happy.
Blows on the air.
He's
man.
So heavy. He wasn't out ghost hunting all night like we were. But
yeah, we're kind of dragging right now.
I'm dragging, but I had a blast. We were at the Mansfield Reformatory. But first, I want to talk. Sean, last time we were at Mansfield, you went with us.
Yeah.
This time, we had to go alone because there was just no time to organize anything with you, but it was an amazing night last night. We got lots and lots of photos for you to look through.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them. And right. And you're going to be like, wow, you guys like were really there. And then also...
you guys really went there.
You're
going to
be
like, fake it.
Wow, did you guys do anything but take pictures?
Yeah, pretty much, because we have 4,000 photos of ourselves. No ghosts that we know of.
I took a lot of photos, actually, with my camera. Good, I was in there with Christy Hinkle.
We'll
mention her in a little while. Christy Hinkle and a lot of other people doing work. So I got a bunch of photos I have to go through. I actually started doing an EVP review before the show here, just kind of cranking through at high level.
And, right.
Of course, is there an EVP on the line going on?
No.
On the line here?
I think it's the kids.
Is it the kids?
You're right. It's Daddy's Day, and I'm taking the kids back. So,
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I wanted to give a shout-out to all your listeners and all the paranormal fat cats around the universe today and tell them Happy Father's Day. You guys rock out there. And I just wanted to tell you, I wanted to do my job, guys. I'm a Ghostly Talk film reporter, and I haven't did a film report, 2 years?
Maybe today I'd
ante up, and I just want to say it's kind of a sad day in Indianapolis because one of the great historically haunted locations, which is Central State Hospital,
mm-hmm.
is scheduled to be bulldozed to the ground.
Oh.
It will no longer be here. I just found that out last week. They are taking away. Of course, Central State Hospital has been made famous by Troy Taylor's books. You know, he talks about the haunting there and many more. But I'm sure the ghosts are still off the grounds out there, guys. But I found out last week they're definitely tearing it down, and it's scheduled to go before this Christmas.
Well, that's actually interesting because, like, later in the show tonight when we talk to Ken Deal, one of the things we're going to be talking about is why activity a lot of times increases after a property or a building or a house has renovations done to it, or if it's bulldozed.
Well, this
and
is
rebuilt.
The ultimate of renovations,
yeah, so.
And that they're bulldozing it down. Probably there'll be a nice Walmart there.
But don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. WM
there.
Yeah, and
let's just say this. Let's put another pharmacy in because God knows we need those across the street from each other.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got.
You've seen those too. You've seen that too, haven't you, Sean?
It's crazy.
If you can't buy your prescription drugs and a coffee like within a half a block of each other, $5-$10 coffee, I don't know what America's coming to. You know,
if I see one more of those famous coffee houses around here, I'm going to just jump off the bridge because it'd kill me. And now they're tearing down haunted locations to make way for more brand name places or whatever you want to say, famous places,
chain stores and restaurants and retail outlets.
And you know what? That's just what more rich people need is more rich houses. You know what I mean? I mean, my goodness, if you get sick of your house, tear it down and build another one.
Well, yeah, because, it's funny you mention that, Sean, because when we were at Mansfield last night, I had the pleasure of talking just about all of the volunteers that work there. About anything under the sun, pretty much, right? And I talked to a couple of gentlemen, and we kind of got into this whole conversation about, how America, and, we've talked about it, and I don't want to preach, but how middle America and how, smaller America, small guy, the independent businessmen, they're being stomped out in record numbers now by these huge places, or these historical places, too. I mean,
what are they going to do? What do you think they're going to do with the museum there that's on the premises? They have a house there, or it was a some kind of building that they've turned at Central State Hospital that they turned into a museum. What are they're going to tear that down too?
You know what? That's amazing you bring that up, Doug, because they are. The last thing I heard, the final word, and I thought, well, how are they going to tear that down? It was the old mortuary or whatever. They have a lot of tools in there and stuff they did, lobotomies or whatever, at the hospital, and I thought, well, surely they're not going to tear down the little historical museum, but I guess it's all gone. Well, that property is now going to be projects. It's going to be condominiums or whatever. They're leveling it down. They say there's too much crime there, and there's some Spanish-American gang that hangs out there, and they said the crime levels are just too high, and then the city of Indianapolis is not going to keep up with it anymore. They're just going to level it, man.
Well, so, okay, I don't understand the reasoning, because
there is a cemetery out there, too.
Yeah, so they're going to have to relocate
relocate it.
Oh, yeah, they mean pave over. But but the thing is I have an idea. Let's take, 10 acres, 20 acres of abandoned hospital, right? Historic abandoned hospital. Take 10 or 20 acres of land, tear it all down, and you know, where obviously this gang is operating, and what, hurting old abandoned buildings, and let's put townhouses there, and put people there.
What is that, like gang repellent when you put a townhouse in or something?
It seems like it would be a gang attractant. I don't know. I think it would be the opposite effect. It's like where they're hurting nobody.
Well,
except
now the gang's
going to
pay rent.
Oh, they're going to turn them into responsible.
I was going to say they're going to turn into good little consumers.
Yes. We're going to turn our gang into consumers.
I think we found a solution to the crime problem in this country.
Yes, you just make them pay rent.
That's right.
Well, by no means do we have, and I mean, out of fairness, we don't have all the facts, but you know, on the surface here, yeah, it's crap. let's be honest.
They're getting rid of the even the museum.
Anytime you see a historical place get torn down, I mean, any type of historical place, it's always sad.
Well, Scott.
Go ahead, Sean. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, has the fuel charges, the high price in fuel increase, has that affected the overnight stays at these haunted places? I'm waiting. It's affected everything else in the economy. I figured instead of $50 to $100 a night, now it'd be $150 to $175 a night, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, not yet. At least not yet. But as soon as they start having to, you know, pay more for, you know, to bring the ghosts in and stuff, I guess that then it'll be.
Well, that's a huge transportation fee right there to move entities.
Move entities, yeah.
It costs
a lot
of money.
You have to do it safely with diesel, and diesel is outrageous right now.
Right now, yeah, it's over the. Yeah. These got to be carried in the big flatbeds.
As soon as they start using E85. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it'll drop back down. But right. No, the donations are still in the $50 to $100 range.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's great. I tell you, it's definitely put a kink in my ghost hunting, guys. The fuel prices just went to $4.19, so I can imagine in Motor City what they are. But it's definitely put a damper on my traveling around. You know, because I used to take, when I didn't have the boys or whatever, and I was just sitting around the house, I'd go around the cemeteries, and I got real big on the photography. Mm-hmm. And while I was taking pictures of the old statues, I'd just lay a little electronic voice recorder down, you know, and see if I get something on there. And I was doing ghost hunting plus doing photography. But now you can't just ramble around the countryside, man, because it's going to cost you $80 to $100 to go out cruise.
Yeah,
absolutely true.
It's a sad day when I saw this morning I was leaving. We were leaving the hotel from Mansfield, and I saw $3.87 a gallon, and I nearly just was like, yay! I was excited. Oh, my God. And I filled my tank up.
I don't blame you.
I know it's not going to be. It's not going to be that cheap here.
It's a lot more expensive here in the Detroit area.
Scott, hey, I know Scott. I love him dearly. He's like a brother to me, and he will pinch a penny. So when he seen that fuel price, he must have been on it. What happened, Buddy Joe? Did he stroke out or what?
She wasn't there.
I wasn't there. But,
no, I didn't stroke. I can tell you, I didn't stroke out. Whatever connotation that's going to be under. Whatever way you go. But, I was just very excited about it, though. And I did fill my tank right up, you know, just to get myself home and then have gas throughout the week here to get to work and stuff. So, yeah, it's a sad day when you're you know, just under $4 a gallon and you're excited. You're happy to get that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right, Scott. And we've been brainwashed, man. Gradually, the brainwashing continues. They give you a little, then they take a lot. They give you a little bit, and then they take a lot more. And then it leaves you so crazy and so... you're looking for any kind of a break. They go, okay, well, now I know you're paying $7.50 a gallon, so we're going to take it down to $6.20, and you're going to go, wow, I got a deal here.
Raise it to $8.45.
Well, that's how it's always been. I know one of the last, a few times ago when we had Sid Haig on the show, we got talking about gas prices, you weren't here that night. It was just, I think it was just me.
But wow.
Myself and Sid were talking about this, and we got into that, and we discussed that whole thing. You know, they raise it up a bunch, and they bring it down a little. Raise it up a bunch more. Ramp down a little, and you just sit there and take it because you're like, well, it's cheaper now. Well, yeah, but you know, I can tell you for a fact, and this is what I said last night too, when we were talking about this at Mansfield. I know for a fact, September of 2006, gas prices were just under $2 a gallon, just under. I know that because I remember we were driving down, we were in Louisville at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and Tom and I were driving in the rental car, and I commented on it, like, wow. $1.98, $1.99 a gallon. This is pretty cheap down here. This is a pretty good price. So that's just under 2 years ago. The prices have more than doubled as far as, you know, per gallon price.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw the oil companies testifying in front of Congress that Their record profits every single quarter for the past, what, two, three, 4 years? Every quarter they keep doing record profits, which means that each quarter they're making more than they made last quarter, which was a record. Uh-huh. So it's more, bigger records. I mean, these right. big, huge records is not gouging Americans or the American economy at all. And they're not gouging us. It has nothing to do with that. It's all supply and demand. And I think even what was his name, Keynes. The economist, Keynesian economics, Alan Keynes.
Keynesian
Anyway, yeah, I think even he may be, if he's not alive, I don't know, I have no clue anything about economics other than this is not supply and demand. If he's dead, he's rolling over in his grave right now going, them oil companies are totally gouging them.
Why don't we just ask the governor of Texas right now, you know, about the whole oil scare?
Oh, you know the governor of Texas is all like, oh, no, it's absolutely fine.
As you know, his mansion was burned down last week.
Well, good. Good.
I wonder if it's affecting the highway haunts, too. You know, you always get the hitchhiking ghost, and then a long time ago, or not so long ago, you would have the haunted cruisers, you know, driving down the road on his motorcycle. You don't see that much anymore because the ghost can't afford
gas.
Doug and I saw the Elmore Rider this morning.
Hence more proof how we can work anything into a paranormal format.
We were driving in Ohio, coming home from Mansfield, and Bonnie and I saw the Elmore Rider. Like,
on the side of the road, looking at his gas tank crying.
If he wasn't the Elmore Rider, I mean, this guy,
he was
two steps away from being a riding skeleton.
Yes. We saw a riding skeleton, and they take, you know, they take motorcycles in order to conserve on gas, because
mm-hmm.
even haunting is expensive now, and you know, due to gas prices.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all supply and demand.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with gouging.
No,
absolutely
not
nothing. I don't know why you're using that G word, Doug. Oh, wait, I'm talking to myself now.
Did you guys happen to stop by Moonville while you were out there this time?
We did not stop by Moonville. It's not really close.
Okay.
So, but I do love the Moonville Tunnel. It's like
I've never been there, Doug. I just read a story last week about the people are seeing the ghost, and they're saying that when they see the ghost, it's like they predict major accidents in travel and transportation traffic. You know, accidents and stuff.
What, near the area?
I would like for the ghost to predict somewhat less than record profits for the oil companies.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
In a race
you know
the
what?
Airline industry.
Yes,
and
all
everyone
those
around
involved.
The world scheduling a massage.
Hey, you're going to be with us next weekend, aren't you? We're going to see you at the...
I'm excited right now. I can't wait, guys. We're going to be at the Troy Taylor Haunted America Conference, 2008.
That's true. The 2008 Haunted America Conference
yes,
in Decatur, Illinois at the Haunted Lincoln Theater. Everybody is invited.
Well, we got Troy coming up here in a couple
and
minutes.
And we're going to be talking with Troy about that shortly, Sean B. You have an absolutely magnificent Father's Day and have a wonderful show tonight.
Yeah, we will try to do a great show for you guys. And I tell you what, I've done everything. I did my field report, so I feel good about that. That's sad. And wish everybody a happy Father's Day. We love you guys. So keep listening to Ghost and Talk. You guys rock. And I love you guys too.
I love you.
Thanks,
Sean.
Thank
Take
you,
care
Sean.
Of yourself, brother. See you, man.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, bye, Joe.
Love you, honey.
So that was Sean B., the Ghost Man of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter
Show. Blown in there.
Just, yeah. He just like popped in, did a field report.
I mean, he covered economics. He covered the gas problem. He covered
it. Who needs to schedule a field report?
That was nice.
Call.
Yeah.
Just let him, just call
you know what? You know, that is a testament. If you're one of our field reporters, give us a call. Just call him. We don't care. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. We can work with
that.
We
dig it.
A couple things we do want to mention. We did mention next weekend is the Haunted America Conference.
Yeah.
We're not going to be here.
Oh, yes, we're not doing
well,
show.
We're coming, but you have our word. We're going to be coming back because this is one of those conferences where it's all pretty much well-planned in advance.
Mm.
And we're going to be coming back like we did last year with a whole bunch of great lectures.
Audio lectures.
Well,
that's another thing. If we put these things up on the site in the archive section, right?
Yeah.
And what you can do is if you're thinking of going to a conference, download last year's lectures.
Check
them
out.
Get excited, get pumped about the upcoming...
And they're up there from last year now. Go to the 2007 archives and you can get them.
Right, and you can get pumped for this upcoming one because there's going to be just more of all that again. Only better, because it'll all be updated, improved, well, with new speakers, new lineups. It'll be, but that's what it is. That's the conference, and they're
with
marvelous.
Somebody like Troy, you know, it's going to get better every year.
Oh, it does. Oh, yeah.
And it does. Absolutely. We've been there, and we love it, and we're all very, very excited to be doing this. We're going to talk with Troy in a couple minutes about that. We do have a couple minutes. I want to talk about the Mansfield Trek a little bit.
Yeah.
Go over this thing. Now,
Bonnie and I were late, and we have.
Well, that's all right. That ain't a big deal. I think there's a good reason. There's a perfectly good excuse for that, because Michigan sucks.
And they've closed every freeway.
Yeah, they decided to close all the expressways around here, the ones near my house, the ones near Bonnie's house.
Yeah.
They're all just closed, absolutely, completely closed.
I mean, who travels on the weekend?
Well, actually, technically, the expressway near my house is not closed, but all the entrance and exit ramps are. So, I mean, in effect,
which
what's happening?
Yeah, the freeway's
totally
closed.
Convenient.
Yeah. So even though they didn't want,
meanwhile, the GPS is just losing its mind screaming at you.
Oh gosh.
You know, and it's supposed to be taking you to the, you know, it's supposed to be helping you where you just want to kill it.
So what are we doing? What they're doing instead of trying to encourage travel by lowering gas prices and things like that, they're encouraging travel in that. If you have to go out of your house for anything and get in your car and drive somewhere, instead of going a mile and back or 10 miles and back or even 150 miles and back, double it.
Yeah. And that's
they double it by closing all the roads that you need to get there.
And by doing that, I know the detour we had to take, we took the same pretty much detour you guys took.
Pretty much.
It's about another 10, 15 miles on your travel time.
It was insane.
So that's about a half a gallon.
Well, actually, we did better because by the time I picked up Bonnie, then I had Bonnie in the car, and she's very familiar with the Downriver area, so she was able to do the shortcuts, even though, unfortunately, there were a lot of people out there, there's a lot of people who do know it, and so we were stuck in traffic with all those other people who were trying to do the same thing.
Well, we were planning on getting down there a lot earlier, Amber and myself, and we got caught in all that traffic, so we did get down there earlier than you guys.
Everybody
checked
did.
Into the hotel, and we were able to get over to Mansfield because Scott invited us to come over there, you know, before the festivities started, just to hang out and whatnot. Scott's so cool; we can't thank him enough. We'll get to that in a minute too. But we were able to get there around 6:30 and just kind of hang out and just chat, which is always fun to do. That's, you know, one thing Mansfield is just, you know, there's always been a familiar face. It's kind of like Cheers for us, you know, the Cheers of ghost hunting, because we always know someone there who works on the staff, and they're always really great to us and treat us really good. And Scott Zuckel's one of those people. We met the other volunteers last night, too, and we got to hang out just for a couple hours, just go back and forth, and you guys got there finally about 8:30-ish.
Yeah, finally.
And then the
week
commenced.
That's when I got to meet the Buckeye State.
Yes.
Paranormal and Haunting Investigators.
And that's who invited us out. We can't thank Gene enough for that. Yeah. Gene Lafferty, who's on last week.
Yes.
Dynamite, Class A. This man, it knows the game. This is the guy that's out there.
Boy, you should have seen his equipment. He had that thermal thing. He hooked it up to a portable DVR to record it.
It was amazing.
And he wandered around with that. He got to learn the lay of the land there, because that was the first time he was there.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that he got something, or at least enough of an interest to want to go back, because that place is amazing.
Well, it was funny, because I was trying to find him the majority of the night. In my mind, I'm like, okay, I haven't seen Gene all night. This gentleman's the guy who invited us out here. I want to go and spend some, you know, and work a little bit. And we did. We finally found him at the end of the night.
Well, he was off doing his thing, and we ended up hanging around with Rosemary was there.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
And
was in attendance.
We ended up hanging around with her and doing some audio. Trying to record audio with the, you know, the Frank's box or whatever. It's not called that anymore. Anyway, so we tried to, we were working with that. We worked with
Scott was calling it something last night. The Shack.
Well, he had
the
Shack Hack, Radio Shack Hack or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, it was that's what he has. But Rosemary has the actual box.
She got the box.
You know. And this was the portable one or something. I don't remember. She's got all the names of them. But what happens is that it was interesting, but it's dependent on the radio frequencies available in the area, which can sometimes help, I imagine, but oftentimes also hurt. So it really depends on where you're ghost hunting at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it to be interesting. I thought it was fascinating. I can't wait to listen to my audio. I recorded audio on the condenser microphone, of course, and I have to go through it.
Yeah. we kind of got a late start on that, too. I know, because it was really funny, because...
Midnight. Well, 11:35 is when we started.
Well, we were sitting there, like, just chatting, of course, chat about stuff, and, what was it, I'm typing as I'm trying to talk, which is like...
Typing hard, too.
I'm a male. I'm like, a male.
Pound.
No, I'm a male, and I can't do two things at once. Just, it's proven over and over again.
Oh, I'm very, very, very bad at multitasking.
But,
Bonnie knows that.
No, what was I going to say? No, we got a late start because we were all just chatting out, you know, just kind of getting to know each other and stuff. Because it was a very small group. 25.
Which was awesome.
25 people.
Totally awesome.
For that whole prison. And by the time, I mean, I went and got my bag and I got my flashlight. I'm drinking too much water today and I can't talk now. I'm really sorry. Okay. I got my bag and my flashlight. By the time it was 10 p.m. and the pizza came, and I'm like, well, I'm starving.
Right, so now we have some pizza, and then it's 11:35 by the time we got in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, we had gone in earlier to put your laptop
right.
and stuff up.
That's
set it
true.
Up to record.
When we got there, we went up and set up the laptop to record video and audio. I have to go through that, too. And we just left it alone until the battery was dead.
Right.
Then we went back just before or just after the pizza? Just before
just,
the pizza?
No, it was just after the pizza, because then we went in with Rosemary.
Oh, that's right. So
into the hot, hot.
The upper floors were very cold. Even the basement was kind of cold, kind of hot. It was all very stuffy. But then, of course, you go out into the cool night air.
Mm,
wow.
That was heaven.
That was amazing. We took 1,000 photos.
Yes, definitely.
Of us. So I'm hoping some of those will make the cut.
And I only had
our...
one odd experience the whole night.
You did, and we even wrote it up.
Well, we were in, where were we, Doug? The cell block opposite of Solitary.
It was just around the corner.
Yeah, just
around
the corner
from
Solitary.
Solitary.
And we were working with the Frank's Box or whatever it's called, and everyone was kind of like standing in a circle, but I was standing back from them. And it was sweltering, and I was sweating and dying. And all of a sudden, it felt like someone put an ice pack on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, it got so intense that I turned around. I turned away from the group to look down the hall with me. And when they stopped doing it, I told Amber, I said, come here and feel my back. And you could, even then, which was a couple minutes later, feel a distinct difference in one spot in my back. It was like, get Amber, you can ask her how much colder it was. But even 10 minutes later, when we went up into the chapel,
yeah,
it was still cold in that spot.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can't explain it.
We wrote it up. We wrote, because, you know, Scott wants to keep a log of paranormal happenings at Mansfield. So he's got a logbook out there in the office, you know, the well-lit office section where you can recharge your batteries.
We spend a lot of time.
Or we spent a lot of time, and that's where the pizza stuff happens, too. Anyway, so I wrote it up. Bonnie read it and said, yep, that's what happened. So we added to the logbook.
And to anyone trying to get into the chat room, we will
try and
figure
that out. Thank you for bringing
that
up. I was getting ready to do that. We're going to do that on break. We're going to get the chat room thing straightened out. They've changed some links on us, so...
Yes, the link is different.
We're going to get that. We're going to get this stuff all straightened out as soon as possible. Any other... Well, we're out of time.
Yeah,
we're out
we
of
are.
Time. So we're going to end up talking about this upcoming weekend in just a few short moments. We're going to talk to Troy Taylor. The website to go... to find out about what we're going to talk about is obviously prairieghosts.com /conference.html. We're going to be talking about the upcoming 2008 Haunted America Conference with Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater. We can't wait. You, if you're listening to this, are invited.
Yes, you are.
You're invited. Hop in the car and go there. It's in Decatur, Illinois. It's centrally located. It is Haunted Lincoln Theater. There's nothing more phenomenal than one of Troy's conferences. Well, there's one thing more phenomenal, but I can't talk about that on the air. Prairieghosts.com/conference.html. After this musical break, we'll be right back with Troy.
Go
away!
Stay there,
the American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Kalvarsky, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChance, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk Radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
We are the Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years, serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price.
The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll-free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.panthercityghost.com.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com. You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
All right, we're still working on this chat room thing.
Yeah, that's...
I actually talked to Nathan from Ghostman Demon Hunter on the break. He's calling Jeff, and I'm going to call him on our next break.
Ah, okay.
See what's going on here. So that's the update. Sorry, guys. We're working on it. We'll figure out what's going on here.
So we will figure it out.
So, all right, Doug, talk to me.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was a horrible, like, cross between, what, German and French.
Let's not
speaking
do it ever
of
again.
French cows. Which is what we talk about a lot.
Yes, we do.
We have decided that they go Lamu.
Lamu.
Lamu. The
I don't care
how
what
do
you
segue into
at,
Ohio.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, that was really funny.
Oh my gosh, it was 6 a.m. We were sleeped up. We were absolutely rolling on the floor of the car laughing.
Anything's funny when you're on no sleep.
It's true. Sleep and coming up this weekend, same thing. The American Ghost Society's 12th annual Haunted America Conference will be held over the weekend of June 20th to 21st in Decatur, Illinois, the most haunted small city in the Midwest. This wonderful annual event is the original Ghost Conference, and while it's often imitated, it's never equaled, and I can attest to that. It's held at the Haunted Lincoln Theater. You can't get any better than that. This year's conference will again feature nationally known authors and speakers on ghosts and the supernatural at the very... And it is the very haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois. It's going to be an amazing year with ghost tours, new and favorite after-hours events, new speakers, and much more. And I absolutely cannot wait. We've already told you time and time again about how haunted the Lincoln Theater is and how awesome all of Troy Taylor's events are. So I want you all to go to www.prairieghosts.com/conference.html or just go to prairieghost.com and I'm sure there's a link. But conference.html is direct to the conference and welcome Troy Taylor to Ghostly Talk.
Hey guys, how are you?
Always good to have you.
I'm tired.
We are that, Troy?
What's that?
I didn't hear him.
He's never been tired.
How are you other than tired?
Oh, cranky.
Goofy.
Yes.
Hungry. Yeah. My face is warm. It's a hot flash, I think. That is. I'm probably getting ready to keel in the middle of the show. That'll be the end right there of the whole thing.
Because I don't want to try and work the board again. So we're just going to continue on until the board dies.
Well, all I can say about the Haunted America Conference is it's a staple in our travel schedule now, Troy, as you know.
Yep.
It's a highlight of our year. I mean, all this. We love coming to these events, you know, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater that you put on, because we know we're going to have a great time. We're gonna learn a lot, first and foremost, and we're going to meet a lot of great people that we would otherwise not be able to do if you didn't set that up in that area. So that's a big thing with these conferences, and we've rammed that down people's throats every single week around here, that's what these conferences are for. You know, some they get kind of wild.
Yeah, that would be the ones in Kentucky.
There's always stories post-conference every year.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And that
usually
some more family-oriented than others, you know.
Somehow Ghostly Talk's involved in a lot of those stories, I know.
You guys do tend to pop up here and there.
I don't know how that happens.
It's a nasty habit.
But I have to say, the Haunted Lincoln Theater is, of course, an absolutely incredible location. Ever since I first stepped in my foot into that place at Weird Winter, which was, what, February of last year,
I think it was last year.
In love with the place. The place is phenomenal. And it's they're really really bringing it into its own. It's really, you know, working and getting better and better at like the physical place. And
yeah, it's
still
even better than last year too, because there are actually doors on the auditorium now.
Oh, sweet!
So that helps, because you can remember that during the conference the lobby is usually sort of a dull roar, you know. But now we've got doors on the auditorium, so that's going to help tremendously. So that's going to be a lot better this year. They keep adding on.
It is absolutely amazing, and we they keep improving the physical location, which is awesome. Anyway, the Decatur's easy to get to. They've
very
got the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Yeah.
They've got these events. They've got all the people going. You have a list of people who I admire and respect coming to this year's conference as well.
Oh yeah. Well, first and foremost, you have us.
Oh,
well,
no.
People we
right.
respect.
And really, we could just go home after that. You guys there, I could just send everybody else home, you know.
Well, it's actually a really, there's a couple of real cool things that are going on this year. The first thing I noticed on the list is the Spectrumen. This is something new.
Yeah, have you heard those guys?
Not yet, no. What's this all about?
They are sort of a, they're like real ghost hunters, for one thing. And I think that they are friends of Patrick Burns. And the weird thing was is that they live in Atlanta now, but the lead singer is actually from Decatur. And he just contacted me out of the blue and said, hey, would you guys be willing to let us come and perform, you know, during the conference? It'd be a great excuse to come back and visit Decatur, go back to the Lincoln Theater, and get involved with the Ghost Conference. So they are sort of a kind of a misfits type, kind of a horror punk band deal. You know, they're going to perform. They're going to do a set on Saturday night. I thought it would be a lot of fun. It'd be something different, you know.
Totally, yeah.
Just kind of stir up the spirits or stir up the dust in the theater, one or the other. So it should be cool.
That's some of the common ground that Doug and I do have as far as music is concerned, is punk rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know we're both tickled to death to check that out. That'll
well,
be a lot
and
fun.
Any indie music to me. Like we did the indie movie thing at the Lincoln Theater.
Yeah.
We're doing indie music with the Spectrumen. I think it's a phenomenal... it's a phenomenal thing to do. I'm very, very looking forward to that.
Yeah, so that's going to be really, really cool. Some of the other guests that are coming, obviously Patrick Burns is going to be there. Good friend of everybody here in attendance. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. We just saw Rosemary last night.
Yeah, we were ghost hunting with Rosemary last night.
Yeah, she was at Mansfield with us last night, and you know that was obviously the ending comment when she was walking away. See you next weekend. You know.
Yeah.
So you know we're going to be seeing her again, but she's always great to see her speak, and she's always working on something. Rosemary has got something going on. So it'll be good to see her. Keith H. Our dear friend Keith H. is going to be there also speaking on Spooked and Children of the Grave, the stuff he's been working on. Keith obviously puts on the Mid-South Paranormal Conference, too.
Right.
That's the end of the year bash.
Yeah.
You have the middle of the year bash, he has the end of the year bash. That's how it
works. Let's drop all the important terminology. Just say what it is. It's a bash.
Well, when Ghostly talks there, that's what happens.
Yeah. Dale K. Asmeric.
This is somebody I have not met Dale yet. What? And we just talked about him. Troy and I just talked about him last time.
Are you sure?
Because
he was at the conference last year.
He was. We met him.
I know,
but I
didn't get to...
It's one of those things, Troy.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember this, Troy, about 3 years ago when we met you for the first time? It was kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
We knew each other, right? But we were all so busy running crazy that we're like, we give each other a nod and go, we'll get with you later.
Right. It's like running. Yeah. It just doesn't. When you're at a conference, it really is busy.
But, you know, he was at the Spooktacular. That's what I'm thinking of. And, Doug, you weren't there.
I don't think I was.
Well, we weren't there for that.
I was there.
But I know Dale Kazmarek is a name that keeps coming up in conversations that I have all over the place. And
it's been around forever.
It's kind of like Derek Bartlett for a while. Derek's known him forever, right?
He'd been at conferences with us and just didn't get to talk to him.
We finally sat down and said, we need to talk. Let's hang out. So,
same
type thing there. Doris Dusty Smith. Now, I'm not familiar with her. She's new. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
She's been around for a really long time. She's been a rep involved with our group since, like, the mid-90s when we first started. And I've known her for a really long time. And she's going to come up and do some stuff with them, some filming that she had done, and going to be presenting that. And you'll like her. She's a lot of fun. She does a lot of Yeah, she's from Daytona Beach, and she has a tour company down there. And she's done a couple of books, but she also does a lot of caretaker or cemetery restoration stuff, like as a nonprofit, like a charity thing.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Kind of her really big thing. So, yeah, you'll like her. You'll like her a lot.
Yes. And of course, the original Ghost Divas are going to be there.
Yep. They'll be there.
And we've had those ladies on the show before, and they are a trip. They are fun.
They are a trip. And I've known them since before they were the Ghost Divas, too.
Oh, really?
So they're good girls.
Tanya Hacker and Tammy
Wilson. I don't care what anybody says about them. They're good girls.
They're good. No, they are good girls. You know, I'll admit it. You know, I do go on Satan's website every once in a while, and actually they kind of surf around a little bit, and I read these bulletin logs that they are blogs, they call them, which
they put up some
and they do
scandalous,
but no,
I don't know where they find
they
stuff,
make some very good points though about things also.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they really do.
They have critical thinking skills.
Yeah, so they're very outspoken, and I respect that. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, Doug and I, we've been kind of discussing this, and we've mentioned it on the show. We've been a bit more outspoken lately, you know, on the show here too. So it's kind of, it's good to be. We're in good company with them, I guess. So.
Right. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Ken Berg.
Do you know, I met him last year.
Yeah, you know Ken.
Ken is the man. He is he is great. the acclaimed rock and roll psychic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the weird thing is he does readings. You know, he toured with the Smashing Pumpkins. He does readings for, like, all kinds of celebrities.
Really?
You know, yeah, he does psychic readings for all kinds of people. Just, like, weirdly, you know, famous people that he's done readings for that, you know, a lot of them are like, oh, yeah, you know, I like that ghost stuff. You know, people you'd never expect. You know, and I've always been very often skeptical about psychic stuff. And, it doesn't matter that Ken is my friend. If I thought he was a phony, I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. but I've seen, you know, some weird stuff that he's come up with and some weird, really weird things he's done. I'll use an example when I'm kind of introducing him at the conference, but just for the show, just a real short, weird little thing that happened at Bachelor's Grub Cemetery. You know, we were there with a reporter from the Chicago Tribune, and walked in the gates of the cemetery, and Ken automatically starts going, you know, there's somebody here that's talking to me. It's a little boy, and he's lost something. And this guy proceeds to walk out of the cemetery and into this little, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bachelor's Grove, but right next to the cemetery, there's this stagnant, nasty pond right there. Ken proceeds to just wade out into the water, up to about his waist, reaches down, I mean just out of the blue, reaches down into the muck and pulls out something. And he walks up and he says, this is what the boy lost, and here's what he was looking for. Opens his hand, and it's a 1942 Liberty half dollar.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there's no way that if he had come out there 2 hours before the trip and had planted that, there's no way he could have ever found it again. I mean, you can't see the bottom of the water. It's just, it's thick and nasty and green. I mean, this was completely, there was no way he could have staged it. And he just did it. He just walked out there, and there it was. You know, that'd be a long way to go for a hoax. Trust me, because there's like, you know, you could get diseases out of this water.
Yes, you could.
We are
from Detroit, so we're familiar with
it. Yeah, we're familiar with diseased water.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's done some really amazing things. So it never bothers me to ask him to come and do stuff. And I don't feel like that, you know, that people will be. I know they won't be disappointed because I know Ken. I mean, he's coming back on Halloween night. He's going to be in charge of the Houdini seance that night. So when he does the seance this weekend at the conference and some of the other stuff, you can bet that there's something real that he's trying to do. So
oh, God, I'm so
I don't think Ken people is, would be disappointed.
Ken is absolutely amazing. He, of course, is known very well for his horoscopes, and he does the weird Chicago ghost tours, which is really interesting because just, was it last Wednesday or Thursday, I got a call. A friend of mine's in Chicago calls me up. Do you know anything about the weird Chicago tours? And I'm like, and it was like, you know, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. And I'm like, I don't remember anything. I know that they're fabulous and you have to go on it. and of course, I fell asleep immediately after that. I don't remember
anything.
Surprised
you gave him that much.
And then, that's the only thing I could remember at the time. And I'm like, and then the next day, you know, I talked again. He goes, well, what about the weird ghost tour? I said, you have to go on it. You absolutely have to go on it. And so I don't know if he did or not. I haven't heard, but
okay.
We'll see.
Okay,
we'll see.
Well,
Well, and finally on the list here is Len Adams and Luke Neliborski. Now, again, and you know what? When we get there, I'm grabbing Luke and going, okay, let's sit down and talk.
Because
we did this at the film festival.
Len,
we spent the evening with last year. We had a ball. He was fantastic. But Luke, I saw him at the film festival. I'm like, Luke, bro, you are great. You are the man, and I respect the hell out of you. And we got to sit down sometime and, like, hang out. He's like, absolutely, when we'll figure something out. So hopefully we can make it happen for this trip. I'm hoping.
Well, Bonnie's got a special
treat. They are two of the funniest guys I know.
They're great.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. They really are. And, you know, they love this stuff, and they really bring a sense of humor to it. And they really are two of the funniest guys. And, you know, it's like, you know, Adam and Ken in Chicago, Lynn and Luke down in Alton, you know, I would trust with my life. You know, we put these tours together, and I, you know, like the Alton tour, you know, I've been sweated that tour for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved from Alton, you know, a lot of people thought, uh-oh, that's the end, Troy's not going to do it. And, you know, I put it in their hands, and I never even worry about it. I never worry about it. In fact, you know, it's probably better without me, because I think I'm like the butt of their jokes, you know, throughout the tours now. It's okay, whatever, you know. But, you know, it's like giving your kids to somebody, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And in that case, I don't even hesitate. They're great guys.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great lineup, I know. Where, you know, giving kids to somebody. That felt
do
like
what?
The two. No, you just mentioned something, and that was like.
The 2 weeks that I was behind.
No, when I was in Florida 2 weeks ago, and I was like down there, like going, okay, do this. And I feel your pain, Troy.
Yeah, because I was at the helm of the Ghost Attack.
It just struck me. I am not rubbing any.
And
I'm
it
not
was
doing
horrible.
Anything. No, it was great. It came out awesome. It came out great. After hours events, what's going on this year, Troy? Our high level.
Well, we've got the seance on Friday night. That is, I mean, you know, we had seating on the stage that sold out in like a week. You know, a long time ago, but. You know, it's open to everybody who's coming to the conference that, you know, you can sit and check out the seance in the auditorium.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be cool on Friday night. We have some late night investigations that, of course, sold out, a Haunted Decatur tour that sold out. And then, of course, Saturday night we've also got the Spectre Men are going to be performing, too. But we added some things. We're doing some of those daytime excursions to Greenwood Cemetery on the Haunted Decatur short bus. My friend John Winterbauer is going to do some of those. So people can just sign up for those first come, first serve when they get there. They went over really big back when we did the Spooktacular, so that's going to be cool. So, but one of the things I'm most excited about, and I was thinking about this today, and I said, I gotta remember to tell these guys. You know, we always do the big raffle every year.
Yeah.
And it becomes like, and we always try to come up with bizarre stuff. One year I gave away all of my gear and my costume from that Adventures Beyond video that I did. Remember? I don't know. I don't know why people wanted it, but they did. Last year we gave away a bunch of ghost hunting equipment and gear that had belonged to Peter Underwood, the legendary ghost hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this year we're going to have all the usual stuff, you know, books, T-shirts, ghost hunting equipment. I got a bunch of different, you know, high dollar ghost hunting equipment, EMF meters and stuff we're going to be giving away. And, you know, but I was looking for that unique thing. Well, I finally found it.
What's that?
We have a coffin from the 1880s, a real coffin, and that's going to be our big item this year that we're going to be giving away. Now, if people can't take it immediately, we do have a place that we can store it until they can pick it up, but somebody is going to be taking home with them a genuine 1880s coffin. It even has, like, the screen so that you could display bodies in it and keep the bugs away, everything.
Terrible because I can picture this thing strapped to the hood of my vehicle.
Well,
Bonnie's going to buy 9,000 tickets and just, oh, my God.
But yeah, I don't know how people are going to take it home, but, man, somebody's going to win this thing. So we're going to have it set up in the lobby of the theater. So, you know, on display for, you know, people when they get their raffle tickets. So, but that's our big item this year. And you can thank John Winterbauer helped me get that set up. So I have to thank John on that.
That
so.
Is amazing. You know, you definitely find the most unique stuff. That is absolutely incredible. Incredible. And what ghost hunter wouldn't probably display that in their home?
It would make a great coffee table.
Do you imagine,
not in my home.
Wait a minute.
I even said, absolutely no. You're not putting that home. But for anybody who could get away with that stuff. Now, see, if I was single, it would be my coffee table. Not going to happen in my house, so I can tell you that.
I just got this, hysterical picture in my head, if we were actually carrying that thing up to the winery here. Mm-hmm. Just if somebody was walking by just to see that, if you were just some random person just walking, going to the store, doing whatever, and you see these people carrying a coffin up to the haunted winery here, what would go through their mind? What the hell?
It would be
go through their mind, because when we got this thing, I had to find some place to store. So we had a place to store it at the Avon Theater here in town. Oh. And I had a place to store it in the office, and I was the only day Haven's dad could help me get in the truck. So we brought it was afternoon, and I mean, normally I'd rather do it when the theater's closed, but there was no other time. The theater was open, and we're bringing this coffin in, and believe me, people were freaking out. I mean, they were really freaking out about this,
but goodness.
So I'm sure it would be the same kind of looks if you carried it in there, but, definitely a conversation piece.
Definitely.
Sure, so.
Unfortunately, we are at the top of the hour, Troy, but let's get this out. Now, listen, people. We've talked about this for the last half an hour here, and this is going to be a great event. We know that. We want to see you guys out there.
Yep.
We always want to see you guys out there. It's always great to meet everybody, who's part of all walks of life in this thing called the paranormal. And we'd love to see you guys out there. Troy, is there what do we have available still for this event?
We still have general admission tickets available, but probably only until Wednesday, and then we'll probably have a higher price at the door.
Okay.
So we've still got three more days to get tickets. It's $65. I mean, that's for all Friday night and all day Saturday, the seance, the extra shows, everything. I mean, it's all included except for a few of the after-hour events. No, I mean, you cannot beat the price. And if you just go to our website, and you could go to prairieghost.com, there's a link at the top. If it's easier, if you can't spell prairie, just type in AmericanHauntings.org, O-R-G, and that's all you have to do. And we're right there. It's right there at the top. And
awesome.
Like I said, we've still got general spots just for a few more days.
Awesome. Troy, hang on the line for 1 second if you don't mind.
We'll do.
We got to go to break here. It's always great to talk to Troy about the...
Oh, it is.
We love him.
I'm hyped. I'm pumped. I can't wait.
We do this, because it's not just for the listeners. It's for us, too.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we have this forum and this soapbox or whatever to stand on and talk about these wonderful things. But it helps us out and gets us warmed up for these events, too. And that's why we love to bring Troy on and talk about these things. In the meantime, though, we are going to go to break here, take a break. Ken Deal's coming on. We had a schedule change here. We're going to be bringing Ken on to talk about, I don't even know.
What happens during reconstruction and renovation?
Which
is what's going on there.
Well, that's one thing. That's one thing in a list of things.
In a very big list.
That's something we mentioned earlier with Sean. There's several things, but it's all going to be kind of around this whole idea of demonology. So let's take a quick break here. I got to get myself sorted out. Troy is hanging on the line. Bonnie's sitting here looking goofy. Doug's sitting here looking goofy. I'm looking hot as hell per usual. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.